And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 17th of December, 2016. The Nutcracker Ballet was performed for the first time on this day, 1892, St. Petersburg, Russia. Tsar Alexander III was in the audience. He loved the ballet. The critics did not care for it. Tchaikovsky died of cholera less than a year later, before the Nutcracker became an international success. It was on this day, 1821, that Kentucky became the first state to abolish debtors' prison. There had been debtors' prisons ever since colonial days in this country. Some debtors were whipped in public, but most of them were thrown in jail, and they stayed there until they could pay their debts, which was impossible for most of them. They were poor, after all. In 1787, of the 1,162 debtors put in jail in New York City, 700 of them owed less than 20 shillings. So Kentucky went first, and then Congress enacted a federal law in 1832, and bankruptcy replaced debtors' prison. In 2008, more than 1 million Americans filed for bankruptcy. It's the birthday of John Greenleaf Whittier, born Haverhill, Massachusetts, 1807. Grew up in a Quaker family. He was an active abolitionist, writing pamphlets and poems and essays for the cause. And then after the Civil War, 1866, he came out with a long poem, Snowbound. He'd written it for his niece, and to his surprise, Snowbound was a huge success. All about a New England family sitting around a fire, stuck in the house for 3 days during a blizzard. When the second morning shone, we looked upon a world unknown, on nothing we could call our own. Around the glistening wonder bent the blue walls of the firmament. No cloud above, no earth below, a universe of sky and snow. And it was on this day in 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright had their first successful flight in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. They went there because there were sand dunes that would cushion crash landings and where there were high winds to help get the plane off the ground. But there were a lot of crash landings. And as the Wright brothers left Kitty Hawk on the train going back to Ohio, Wilbur told his brother, "Not within 1,000 years will man ever fly." Here's a poem by Hayden Carruth, "They Accuse Me of Not Talking." North people known for silence, long dark of winter, Norland families go months without talking, Eskimos also, except bursts of sporadic, eerie song. South people different, right and wrong, all crystal there, and they squabble, no fears, though they praise North silence. Oh, they say, look at them deep thinkers, them strong philosophical types, men of peace. But take notice, please, of what happens. Winter on the brain. You're literate, so words are what you feel. Then you're struck dumb. To which love can you speak the words that mean dying and going insane and the relentless futility of the real? They Accuse Me of Not Talking, a poem by Hayden Carruth from his collected shorter poems, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Staples, with copy and print solutions for small business, including color copies, presentations, and custom holiday cards. More in stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.